From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Wake up!
Good
wake
morning.
Up! I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone. We think we're awake. We hope you are. Hope you're getting up. Hopefully your dogs in the neighborhood did not bark at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Didn't
no.
they?
Nope. I assume yours did.
Well, I posted on my neighborhood association, you know, please, if you let your dogs out at 4 o'clock in the morning, to once they do their business, to let them back in. And then last night, no dogs barked. And I'm like, Somebody read that. Yay. But they let them out this morning.
Again. Oh, so it's every other day.
Evidently. Those poor dogs have to wait 48 hours to do their business. So be kind to your neighbors. Let your doggies back in.
And let you, sleeping dogs lie.
Let sleeping neighbors lie. We are broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. So grateful for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. You can always listen 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, or 94.5 FM.
Or you can always stream online at iowacatholicradio.com or tune in on the Iowa Catholic Radio app, and it's free.
You know, that could kind of be our question of the day. How do you listen to Iowa Catholic Radio? I mean, I listen in the car, you know, to whichever station I'm, you know, in the close proximity to that tower.
I always have it on 1150.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, when I was driving...
Creature of habit.
When I was driving more, there were certain spots at 94.5 just came in crystal clear. And I love that one. So, anyway, let us know. How do you listen to iowacatholicradio.com? On the app or on the internet or on one of the stations? It'd be fun to know.
Yep. It's Wednesday, November 20th.
I typed December 20th when I was preparing my notes for last night. And I'm like,
please.
Why does that not seem right? Not yet. Actually, the other question, the question of the day, is civility.
Yeah, this is going to be a great topic.
Holy shimoly. How can we teach our children to be civil when everything around them is being very uncivil? You know,
it's a great question.
It is. And it's like, we may not be able to fix our generation, but we can certainly help with the next generation.
Well,
so what are your ideas?
The old question, you know, if little Billy jumped off the bridge, would you jump off too?
Yeah. Really? The bridge? I thought
just
it was
because Billy's jumping off the bridge doesn't mean you should.
That's right. So let's not do that. Hey, today we have some fun, a fun guest. Sarah Green is joining us. She's originally from West Des Moines and is the director of the U.S. Development for Blessman International. So she's going to tell a little bit about her testimony of going to South Africa. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll get to hear her story.
And keep Bo Bonner in your prayers. He's just a little bit under the weather. So we have things that we could talk about, Bo.
Bo says no.
Bo says no. So Bo knows that he's no being here today. Mark Amadeo will be here, though, and Deacon Tony is in the house. So, Deacon Tony, would you pray?
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, Mark, you know, it's dark out, but it's nice. It's a crisp. It's actually fall came back again.
It did.
You know, we had fall for
about
3 days, and then it went away. And then we had short winter.
And our leaves are still falling off our tree.
They are. So I don't know what you did to reverse that, but thank you.
Well, we've got the seasons transitional now. We have the rake out to rake the leaves, but we had the snow shovel out a while ago to you know, take care of the sidewalks and the steps. So, yeah, we're in transition, and we do have it actually is fall out with the weather the way it's going to be here the next week, it looks like. So we're very blessed.
Yeah, I mowed and used my snowblower in the same weekend.
You weren't the only
now,
one.
Now, that's a true Iowan. Hey, Mark, are we going to do Prediction Wednesday?
Well, you certainly can. John said he'll be back on Friday. Newsflash there. He's back on a Friday, but he said he'd be back Friday to do his Prediction Friday. And by the way, this will be the last one because we don't pick it up after Thanksgiving.
So. He has a great record.
He does. I think he's like 30-4 on the year. I got to look that up.
That's pretty good.
But he's doing pretty well. Of course, you know, he's picked Dowling every week, and he's only been wrong once there. His other four losses, I think, were out of to Iowa State. So there you go.
Oopsie. Friday for basketball season?
No. Oh, Gene, please don't encourage the man. I mean, I know it's his show, but please don't encourage. Just
so
a
folks, if you
deal.
Want
Once
prediction
a week.
Basketball predictions, just text us at 515-223-1150. John and Mark would want to know this.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that'd be a little too much, you know. I'm just getting used to the sun now rising this time of day, you know. I'm just getting used to daylight savings time.
Hey, Mark, were you one of the 130 that attended the event last night for Man Up? 130 guys came out to be with Bishop Johnson. Isn't that cool?
I saw that. It was down at the Basilica in downtown Des Moines, Basilica of St. John. I saw some pictures of that, but no, I had had my daughter's basketball practice.
Oh,
I'm one of the coaches,
nice.
So yeah,
if they would have had,
get away.
Yeah, if they would have had fish fries last night, you would have given up your daughter's basketball game to go, right?
I would have popped in and got a to-go box. That's what I would have done. But
so what
they
you're
didn't
saying
have a man
were,
up to go.
You were busy manning up.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, but it was a great time. That's a great event.
Yeah, it was. It was. So very cool. Hey, what do you have for us?
No, we'll start right with the news, weather, and sports this morning from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk. Meteorologist Megan Selwa currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines. Partly cloudy skies, 42 degrees. You wake up on this Wednesday, November 20th. We have an east wind at 13 miles per hour, gusting to near 20 miles per hour this morning. And today we're going to see a mix of clouds and sunshine, high of 58 degrees, southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. So we are above normal for this time of year. But tonight, everything changes. Rain likely. It could be heavy at times with an isolated thunderstorm overnight. Tonight's low 45 degrees, and tomorrow the rain should be ending in the morning. Falling temperatures throughout the day, a high of 46 degrees for your Thursday. And on football Friday, the championship day, if you're making your way up to the Union Dome at Cedar Falls, pretty good weather, partly cloudy, dry, high of 40 degrees. Weekend more of the same, partly cloudy and dry, highs in the mid-40s both Saturday and Sunday. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, the state unemployment rate in Iowa inched up slightly in October as the workforce expanded. The unemployment rate for October went up slightly in Iowa from 2.5 to 2.6%. However, there was an increase in just over 9,000 more Iowans in the workforce from September to October. The Iowa unemployment rate had been at 2.5% for 3 months before this slight move up, and prior to that, it held at 2.4% for 12 months. The biggest concern remains among employers, finding enough workers to fill available jobs. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, we had women's and men's college basketball here in the state of Iowa and Ames. The Iowa State Cyclones were part of a doubleheader. Yesterday morning, the Iowa State women defeated Texas Southern 79-59. At Hilton Coliseum. And last night, the other end of the second game of the doubleheader, the Iowa State men defeated Southern Mississippi 73-45. Northern Iowa last night in men's competition defeated Tennessee Martin by the score of 87-67 at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. Last night, AHL hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals defeated the Iowa Wild by the score of 6-5 at Wells Fargo Arena Des Moines. The Wild remain in second place in their division. Tonight, it's women's college basketball in the Big Ten. Princeton takes on the Iowa Hawkeyes. That'll be at 6:30 at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. And tonight, in men's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference, Cornell College out of Mount Vernon is at the Northern Iowa Panthers, and they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock in Cedar Falls. Tonight, NBA G League basketball, South Bay Lakers at the Iowa Wolves. They'll tip it off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And today, there's no Dallin Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled. Our final high school football broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio will be this Friday night because it is the championship night. Number 1 Valley and number 3 Dowling will be on the air at 6:30. Kickoff 7 o'clock from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. So join us for the call right here on Iowa Catholic Radio this Friday night. And once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios, 42 degrees with a partly cloudy sky, east winds at 13 miles per hour, gusting near 20 miles per hour this morning. And today will be a beautiful day, mix of clouds and sunshine, a high of 58 degrees. We'll have southeast winds throughout the day at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning John Leonetti Show. And coming up, Jimmy Olson. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are still...
Is it going to take you to get from the east to the west Mixmaster today?
Yeah, let's see. 7 minutes.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
So if you haven't figured out anything else by learning, you know it takes you 7 minutes to get from the West Mixer to downtown 235 when traffic is running smooth.
When traffic is smooth.
So no problems to pass along at this point. Again, 7 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown on 235. But as Mary Sue said, it could be quicker if you're being chased. But then that would put you right here on traffic and creating problems. Again, no other problems to pass along this morning. So just be safe and careful out there. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderCan has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at btoconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We thank all of our sponsors, including Bell Construction.
At Bell Construction, Dean comes to your home or job to give a bid for your roofing needs. And when the job's done, Dean, who owns Bell Construction, personally inspects your property to ensure the highest quality of work. Dean's been in the roofing business for 30 years, and you can reach him at 515-963-4494.
Hey, I wanted to visit with you folks. There's a new initiative happening through the USCCB.org, which that's the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And you can find the information, well, you can find it through the USCCB.org website, but you could go directly to it, civilizeit.org. And it is, actually, you can take a pledge, which
yes,
is kind of cool.
I have seen this.
And, you know, the pledge is for civility and clarity and compassion, but it really is around engaging in this political process. And as Catholics, that means we need to put our faith into action, and we're called to be the best versions of ourselves. Let's quote Matthew Kelly on that. Because in the public square, do we really want our faith, and if we are known to be Catholics, to look like we ridicule and degrade candidates, calling them names, sharing jokes that are derogatory? They may be humorous, but really, is that what we want to be known for? And I think we have to step up to the plate. And the bishops are so concerned about it that we have the Civilized It initiative that really is going to call this to mind, bring it to the top of mind awareness. And that's why we have our question of the day on the text line. How can we help our kids learn to be civil when so oftentimes we are not being civil ourselves?
Oh, it's a great idea. And, you know, Gene and I were talking about this before the show started, that, you know, what do we want our kids to see,
you know,
when we're talking about politics? And, you know, right now, especially in Iowa, you can't really get away from it.
No.
You
can't turn
it corner. It's all around us. And, you know, you just have to, you know, ask yourself simple questions. Do I want my kids to model this when they go to school?
Right.
And, you know, Would you say this in front of your mother?
I don't say anything in front of my mother. Are you kidding? You know, it's just interesting, though. And you know, people will say to me and to others, you know, how can you support President Trump when he is so rude and he's so juvenile and all of the other things that you can say about him? And, you know, he is. I'm sorry, he is. But that doesn't mean I have to look past that in this situation. I don't have to condone it, and I don't like it. But I also look at what the other candidates stand for, and I look to the candidates for the positions that they're in, and which candidate best mirrors my beliefs. And, you know, if I didn't vote for people that I didn't, you know, like what they, how they said things, I think... I mean, we've never been in that situation before. But, I mean, I think that's what it's called to, because people are stooping to these very low levels, and they're grabbing the headlines. And really, then we're ignoring the issues, and we can't ignore the issues.
Well, I think a lot of times people, and this is true for other things than other than politics.
Yes.
That, you know, they use social media, and, you know, the person isn't sitting in front of you. So
right.
It's easy to put those things out there. So, you know, you just have to think about, you know, just think before you say something, think before you act, and, you know, just try and be as kind as you can. And sometimes the answer to it is just don't talk about it at
all. That's right. Just shut
up. Or if you want to talk about it, you know, give your point of view why, but don't attack the other person.
Okay, this is a total sidebar. And we're at break time, but I'm going to share it anyway. There's a new little book called Blessing Voice. It's written by a sister out of the Sister Marie Hesed's order, the SALT. It's called The Blessing Voice. It's about a half an hour read, and my grandkids sat through the whole thing. Hmm. And the first half of it is about this little girl that goes walking, and she comes across all these butterflies, and she follows them. And she comes across a lady and a gentleman. Hint, hint, it's Mary and Jesus, in my opinion. And they talk about all the good things that should, the butterflies are the good things that come out of your mouth. And then they tell her about the bad things. And those are the black stinging bugs. And you don't want to let them out.
Cute approach.
Don't let them out. And if they do come to me for help. Anyway, it's The Blessing Voice. The kids were mesmerized by it, and they're 4 and 5, so you know, for them to sit still for half an hour, it's worth the read.
So check it out. What's the name of the book?
The Blessing Voice.
And then check out usccb.org, and it's called civilizeit.org. Mm-hmm. You can go to that website as well, and you can just read about it, you know.
Yes.
Read about how you take a pledge of civility, clarity, and compassion.
Mm-hmm. And anyone and everyone can commit together in honoring dignity through civil conversation. Hey, your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:17, and we thank our sponsors, R&R Realty. They are so good to us.
They are R&R Realty partners with Iowa Catholic Radio in so many ways, and we are so very grateful. R&R Realty helps solve your commercial real estate needs by establishing long-term relationships built on trust, exceptional customer service, and added value. Find them online at rrrealty.com.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thank you, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, for sponsoring my show. John Lee and Eddie in the Morning on Iowa Catholic Radio. Golden Rule, servicing Des Moines for over 15 years. They obey the rules to live by, especially the Golden Rule. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
This is going to be a glorious
Welcome back, everyone, to John Lee and Eddie in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone, and we are filling in for John here at the Mercy One Studio on Iowa Catholic Radio.
That's right. We're broadcasting. You can listen to us on iowacatholicradio.com or tune in on the radio app.
Or 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. And our question of the day is, how do we create civility, teach our children civility in today's environment that is so challenging? So we would love your advice, your tips to help raise kids, and grandparent tips also.
Right. Share them with us, and we can share them with everyone else.
That's right. So we have joining us Sarah Green. Sarah is originally from West Des Moines, Iowa, so She's a kindred spirit. She is the director of U.S. Development for Blessman International, and she helps lead teams to Limpopo, South Africa, and she enjoys bringing Iowans with her. So, Sarah, thank you for joining us this morning on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So are you going to be going on this trip that John Leonetti is going on next August?
Unfortunately, no.
What? Who's going to keep John in line?
I know. Doc will be there. Jim Blessman. Him and his wife will be there in August. But I am planning on going over for a whole month in May into June.
What? A whole month? My goodness.
Yeah.
How many times have you been over there?
I think it's been 8 times now within 2 years. So I started with Blessman in September 2017. And originally my job was to just do fundraising and recruit people to go over to South Africa. Mm-hmm. But I actually went my first week on the job. They said, we want you to get the whole African experience. And I sure did. And I've kind of gone back over to help host teams whenever, there's been a gap when Doc and Beth, the co-founders, couldn't be over there to host. I've kind of been the one to fill in their spot.
So what does this trip look like? I mean, you think of South Africa, and you see some of the other trips that people go on, and there's the safaris and all of that kind of stuff. But what does a trip with Blessman look like?
Yeah, the trips are 12 days long. It's 2 days of traveling. Most of the time we go from Des Moines to Atlanta, and then Atlanta, it's a long flight straight into Johannesburg. We pick everyone up in the airport and drive 3 hours north. We're in Limpopo. It's a rural area. It's called kind of the Garden of Eden because the land is so fertile. It's kind of like the Midwest. But it's South Africa is a first world country with third world poverty, and the poverty is up in Limpopo. And so you're there for 10 days, and you stay at a beautiful lodge. It's called the Lodge of Dreams, kind of like the Field of Dreams. The thought was if you build it, they will come.
I've seen pictures. It's a beautiful lodge.
Yes, it's beautiful. So it's not like you're sleeping on the ground. You've got your own personal bathroom, bedroom. There's Wi-Fi, air conditioning. So it's very comfortable. But the 10 days are spent doing different outreaches. And that looks like feeding different children at different distribution centers, going to different churches, doing shoe outreaches, reusable feminine hygiene outreaches, optical outreaches. So you do a lot of different things that are hands-on, but then there's also some of the fun fun things to do that are the African things. So mm-hmm. we go on a photo safari. You can interact and ride with elephants. You can walk with lions and hold their tails. So there's a lot of fun things that you can do, too.
I've always heard that you never want to pull a lion's tail.
No, you don't, but these are okay lions. I've walked with them every time. And it's really interesting that God is at the center of these trips. Even walking with lions, my first experience was, oh my gosh, it is amazing what God created in this world with how majestic and how powerful these lions were. So it's not just a trip where you're helping people, but it's spiritually a transformational trip personally mm-hmm. as well.
What is one of your most favorite memories?
Yeah, so Blessman's all about sustainability, mm-hmm. And I share this story with a lot of people. I was leading a team from North Carolina in August over for a little about 2 weeks, and there was an 18-year-old, and I was talking to him. His name was Luke, and we were watching the kids eat because we gave the Meals from the Heartland rice packets to these kids at a school called Blinkwater. And we were watching these kids eat, and there was probably a 10-year-old that we'd been talking to during the day. We watched her give her food away to the younger kids, and she'd give scoops of her bowl to all the other kids. And Luke said, "What is she doing?" And I said, "Well, you can go ask," because she spoke English. So he went over and asked her, what are you doing?" Her name was Latabo. And she said, "Oh, I'm practicing being hungry."
Oh, my.
Because she knew her parents were farmhands on a citrus farm, and when the growing season was ending, that's when the money ran out, and so she knew she would be hungry. And that just is, I think, the most beautiful example of why we're over there, is every child deserves first to know God, but to have basic necessities of life, of food, of water, of a safe place to be. And that's kind of the core of why we're over there. And so mm-hmm. I think that so beautifully depicts why we're there and why the need is so great over wow. there.
Yeah. Well, and I know Father Ray McHenry has gone many times. I don't know if the first time he had to have his arm twisted a little bit, but he's been back many times. I mean, he serves on my board in the January board meeting. He is not at my meeting because he's in South Africa.
Yep. He's always in South Africa.
He's always in South Africa. And how do you see lives transformed because of these mission trips, both the ones that are going and the ones that are there?
Yeah, I think it's a really unique experience because you go having all these expectations to help people, and you do, but you don't expect to be helped yourself. And so the way Blessman has been set up is it's all about sustainability. It's, you know, people from France wouldn't come to Iowa and say, "This is how you're going to fix your problems in Iowa," because they don't know the community. And so we're not going over to South Africa to say, "This works in Iowa, it's going to work for you." So everything we have is about using their education, their background, their knowledge base, the resources that they have to set them up for success. And so it's really transformational to go over there and work with the farmers or work with the families in the tribal villages and say, you know, "What is your problem? How can we help you fix it?" And so we serve people that way. We also serve people by bringing them to Christ. And some of the most powerful things have been sitting and talking with high school students about how they've come to know and love God. Hmm. That's been really cool to see their spiritual development grow. But personally, I don't think people expect to get to be served as much as they are in South Africa. And I say that religiously. My first time I went over there, I thought, "I'm going to be so excited to see the animals," because I'd never seen, you know, a wild elephant or lion. And that was my least favorite part of the whole trip. My favorite part was the church services. So we have two Lutheran churches in South Africa, but the Catholic teams go to different parishes in South Africa. So I've been to a lot of different parishes there as well. But the services that we have of the Blessman churches are about 3 hours long, and it is filled with people just being their authentic self and singing and dancing and praising God in a way that I'd never seen before. And so a lot of people walk away from this experience with a whole new faith, and it's strengthened, and just the experience of living in a third world area for 12 days really opens people's eyes to a lot of different things that they'd never thought about. So a lot of people don't expect to be served as much as they are when they come over, but we've seen quite a few lives be transformed in Iowa based on their South Africa experience. So it's a really cool give and take that Blessman's been able to kind of facilitate.
It sounds like a trip of a lifetime, really, Sarah. If people are interested in this, how can they find out more?
Yeah, so Iowa Catholic Radio is leading a team in August. You can go to their website if you want to specifically go with Iowa Catholic Radio. We do have 12 other teams throughout the year, and so you don't have to go with a specific team. You can kind of tag on to different teams. And so if you are interested in a different date other than August, you can go to blessmaninternational.org to look at those trip dates, or you can call our office number, which is 515-343-5920, and ask for Carrie Brown or Sarah Green, and one of us can help you.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. You've really made that trip come alive. God bless you.
Well,
God bless you and Blessman International and all the work that they do.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. And I hope to see all of you in South Africa.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. Yes. Hey, coming up, we're going to have your today's saint of the day. But we can't bring you any of this without our sponsors like Golden Rule PHC.
Golden Rule PHC provides residential plumbing services in Des Moines. And you'll only want to trust plumbers with the experience that ensures an excellent job each time. Find them online at goldenrulephc.com or call them at 888-203-5401.
Well, let's go to Father Andrew Winchettle with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. As this reading relates, some people thought the kingdom would come immediately, but Jesus implicitly teaches that that isn't the case. Like the king, he'll be rejected by some people, the natural consequence of which is permanent separation from him. For those who want to live, Jesus wants us to act like the servants, cooperating with the grace and developing the gifts that he's given us so that we're as prepared as possible whenever the kingdom comes.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bose from Bose and the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bose. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bose.com.
Oh God, you're my deliverer. The one who carries us.
Welcome back to Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells along with Mary Sue Lone. We're filling in for John.
Yep, we're busy looking at videos of grandchildren.
That's right. Oops. We could just air those. I mean, that it's compelling radio.
It is.
Yeah. We are excited to be broadcasting. Mercy One is so generous in sponsoring our studio here at the station, and we are very grateful to them, as to all of our sponsors. And we love that you listen on 1150, whether at 94.5. You know, some of you are listening on the app all the time. That's great. And iowacatholicradio.com, which is wonderful. You can have that just loading and airing at home. We're streaming 24/7. So
you can be anywhere.
We're everywhere. Listen. We're everywhere.
Right. Yeah. It's Wednesday, November 20th. I can't believe it.
I know. And our question of the day is, how do you create civility with your children? How do you teach them to be civil, not only to their siblings? I mean, they go through that sibling rivalry thing, but, you know, it's the whole bullying thing at school. You know, how do we teach kids?
Well, and teach yourself.
Teach thyself. That's right. You know, so, you know, do you just, you know, choose not to say something derogatory, especially in front of the children?
Yeah, and Thanksgiving's a week away. This is a great time to be thinking about this and practicing it before all the relatives arrive.
Yeah.
Because not everybody has the same opinion.
What? They don't agree with me 100%?
Nope.
I'm shocked. We want to thank our newest sponsor, Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design, for underwriting John Leonetti in the Morning.
Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design are so passionate about providing natural solutions while creating a lush and full landscape for their customers. Honesty and integrity come first. Call them at 515-493-1060 or online at fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
And that's 5-F-I-V-E, sonsnaturescapes.com. Well, in our second half hour coming up, we're going to talk about four saints that are the patron saints of impossible causes. You probably thought there was one. Maybe you knew two.
I need them all.
Deacon Tony is counting us that we are impossible causes, and we need, all four of us.
Yes,
we
there's a saint for each of us.
There's one for each of us. So we're going to do that. We'll have our saint of the day as well, and of course, Mark Amadeo. But Deacon Tony, first, let's pray.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's check in with Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Mark, how do you treat people civilly and have taught Gracie how to treat people civilly?
Boy, you're going to throw that on me first thing this morning, huh?
Absolutely.
Yep. Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, I try to do it, and I do have some kindness to this orniness of me, and I try to do it that way and lead by example, but hopefully she's kind of picked up on that.
Oh, I'm sure she has.
You know, I would say, Mark, I have never heard you throw an opposing team under the bus when you are broadcasting here on Iowa Catholic Radio. I mean, there are often times that the other teams are not playing very nicely, and you could totally dish on them, and you take the high road.
I've been taught well then. Yes, yeah. I try to do that, Gene. Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah.
Amongst the other things, Mark, you're guessing Mike's not on. You know, Gene's my producer away from the producer, and she... we're doing live radio, for God's sake.
I send him little texts. Your guest mic is not on. Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, doing live radio, sometimes you hit the wrong button, and that is me, not the guest. It's me.
It'll be interesting this coming weekend with the state football championship, because we have a lot of young Catholic men that go to Valley that maybe are on the girls are on the cheer squad, or the guys for that matter are in the band. So, you know, it's not about, you know, Dowling versus Valley, you know, blah, 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 blah.
What?
Oh, well, yeah. When you've gone to Dowling, of course you have an affinity to Dowling, but it would be really easy to, you know, throw Valley under the bus and say, you know, horrible things about them.
Yeah, there's a big difference between having a rivalry and being uncivil.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That is so true, Mary Sue. And I had a priest tell me one time, he says, Mark, I think we were doing a game involved with one of the other suburb schools. He says, you know, we have a lot of non-Catholic or a lot of Catholics that don't go to Dowling but go to X public school or Y public school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that was when we were kind of getting over the edge on, or maybe it was my broadcast team at the time, but we've tried to take – both ends. Once in a while, a wheel come out, because we are the voice of Dowling Catholic High School.
Right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But we also respect our opponents. And you know what? We have real good opponents. We have real good people. I see these people year round in the stuff that I do. So I'm very respectful for them and their programs. So we want to bring that out on each broadcast.
Well, and you know, I think the proof is in the pudding, as they say, that come at the end of the game at the state championship, irregardless of which team wins, that the other team needs to be good sports about it, because we don't want any of those rivalries to escalate into any violent behavior. So let's make sure that we keep our heads about ourselves. We're going to take
I'm
up your whole
so
segment chatting, Mark. What do you have for us?
I agree with you, Gene. That is certainly true. Right now, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, we have partly cloudy skies, 42 degrees at the Mercy One studio, east winds at 13 miles per hour, gusting over up near 20 miles per hour this morning. Today is a perfect day. Mix of clouds, some sunshine later on, a high of 58 degrees, southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, rain likely, heavy at times, and it should move into the Des Moines area between 8 and 9 o'clock, they're saying right now. And some of that rain, we could have isolated thunderstorms. So be mindful of that. Overnight low of 45 degrees. And tomorrow, rain should be ending sometime tomorrow morning before noon. Falling temperatures throughout the day for your Thursday, a high of 46 degrees. Then on Friday, if you're traveling to the Uni Dome, perfect day, partly cloudy, dry, high of 40 degrees. And Saturday and Sunday, more of the same, partly cloudy, dry, high in the mid-40s. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, the state unemployment rate in Iowa inched up slightly in October as the workforce expanded. Now, the unemployment rate for October went up in Iowa slightly from 2.5 to 2.6%. However, there was an increase in just over 9,000 more Iowans in the workforce from September to October. The Iowa unemployment rate has been at 2.5% for 3 months, and before this slight move up, and prior to that, it held at 2.4% for 12 months. The biggest concern among employers remains finding enough workers to fill available jobs. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, it was a doubleheader up in Ames. Iowa State women and men in college basketball. The Iowa State women in the early game defeated Texas Southern 79-59, while last night, Iowa State defeated Southern Mississippi 73-45 in the men's contest. Another men's game last night up at Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls. Northern Iowa defeated Tennessee Martin by the score of 87-67 at the McLeod Center. Last night, right here in Des Moines, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild, well, they dropped a 6-5 decision to Milwaukee. Wild remained in second place. Tonight, women's college basketball in the Big Ten. Princeton is at the Iowa Hawkeyes. They'll tip it off at 6:30 at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. And tonight in men's basketball, up at Northern Iowa and Cedar Falls, Northern Iowa hosting Cornell College out of Mount Vernon, and they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock at the McLeod Center. Tonight, NBA G League League basketball right here in Des Moines. The Iowa Wolves hosting South Bay, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. Our final high school football broadcast of the season here on Iowa Catholic Radio is this Friday night, the 4A championship game. Number 1 Valley taking on number 3 Dowling Catholic. Pregame 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, as we'll be broadcasting live from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines. Partly cloudy skies, 42 degrees. East winds at 13 miles per hour with gusts near 20 miles per hour. And today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high of 58 degrees here in central Iowa. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
All right, we're starting to see that morning slowdown running about 12 minutes as you're heading in from the west mixer to downtown on 235. 10 minutes from the east mixer to downtown. Part of that problem as you're heading in from the west mixer, there was a earlier accident, 235 around just before 22nd Street. So it's creating a lot of that problem as you're making that drive in. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, one of today's saints' titles is Missionary of the American Frontier.
Well, it's Saint Rose Philippine Duchesne.
Okay.
Or you thought it was Duchesne.
I did.
Yeah. Or Duchesne, either. Yeah. That's what the pronunciation came out. So she was born in France. Oh, yeah, she's a missionary, the American frontier. So somehow she got to the United States. Now, her family was really successful, and her father made sure she got a good education with the Visitation Nuns. So it wasn't any surprise that she decided to go into that order. But she was prevented from making her final profession because of the French Revolution. And then once that was done, the convent had been forcibly closed, and she just couldn't get it reorganized. So she offered the empty convent to the Society of the Sacred Heart. I think that's called sharing resources. And then she entered the Sacred Heart order herself. But the Bishop of New Orleans in the United States was in charge of the whole Louisiana territory, and he begged for sisters to come to the New World and to help in the mission of bringing Christianity to the American frontier. And Rose responded, along with four of her sisters. I mean, can you imagine? It's like, oh, yeah, Mom, Dad, yeah, we're going to go to this country across the ocean.
That you've barely heard of.
We're going to take a 747.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Probably we'll never see you again. I mean, I just am amazed by that. So they came over and worked in the Missouri Territory, and they opened schools and orphanages and a convent. And when she was 72 years old, so there's hope for us yet, 72, she founded a mission school for Indian girls in Kansas and spent much of her time there nursing the sick. She was canonized in 1988, and we all learned at that time that she had been given the name by the Native Americans, Potawatomi, which translated to woman who always prays. And we have Potawatomi County.
We do.
That's very interesting. I know. I think that's
wonderful.
Never knew that. So we asked St. Rose Philippine Duchesne to pray for us.
And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the Saint of the Day. Stephen practices real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. You can call him for all of your legal needs at 515-224-1776.
And here's your Diocesan Minute.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, November 20th. I'm Kelly Metcher-Collins. Catholic Charities is looking for groups of 3 to 5 people to help newly arrived refugees feel at home in our community. These groups commit about 4 hours per month helping our newcomers navigate the school system, learn how to use money, laws, language, and more. If you're interested, call Catholic Charities at 237-5027 and ask for Holly. That's 237-5027. Bishop Johnson would like to hear from you. How do you see God working in your life? When have you encountered Jesus? Where is the Holy Spirit moving in your life? Let him know by texting 515-223-1150 with the hashtag Bishop. Again, that's 515-223-1150, and he may share your witness during his radio show. If you know of a young man who is considering seminary, then have them check out the Bishop's Discernment Retreat December 20th through the 22nd. This retreat is for young men who are high school seniors or older that are thinking about the priesthood. Learn more about this retreat by contacting Vocations Director Father Ross Parker at 237-5050 or email vocations@dmdiocese.org. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Looking for a family doctor? Vitae Family Cares physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages. Vitae is Latin for life, and as a pro-life physician, Dr. McKernan is certified in NAPRO technology. Located at 50th and I-235 in West Des Moines, VitaeFamilyCare.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Suns Naturescapes. Five Suns Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Suns Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Suns Naturescapes at fivesunsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lohn. And we are so grateful that you are joining us this morning. And we want to leave you today with some helpers to get you through the day. If you are feeling like you are in a situation that is impossible, you know, we always hear that St. Jude is the patron saint of impossible causes.
But he has some helpers.
He does have some helpers. So, you know, well, first of all, St. Jude, if he was one of the 12 apostles, and he is considered one of the saints for impossible causes because of his letter in the New Testament that is written for folks that, you know, are having difficulties. So just take time. I mean, it's a short letter. So take time to read his letter in the New Testament to give you some help and encouragement.
Yeah, it just is inspirational, and it urges people to persevere when times are difficult, which who doesn't need that?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But there's others.
So we asked St. Jude to pray for us. St. Rita of Cassia. Now, those were the two that I could come up with, that I knew that they were both patron saints of impossible causes. Now, St. Rita of Cassia is a great one for people that are in difficult and seemingly impossible relationships.
And that bad things just keep piling on.
Yeah. So married 20 years, unhappy. Her husband then was murdered. Maybe that was a good thing. Oh, did I say that? No. I mean, but still.
Do we need to go back to that civility thing?
We do need to go back to that civility thing. But, you know, then her two sons became ill and died following their father's death. And so, I mean, she really had tremendous difficulties in her life. And so if you were in a difficult relationship, pray to St. Rita of Cassia and seek her guidance and support for your marriage.
But there's more.
But there is more. St. Philomena, whose name also means daughter of light, she had a relationship issue.
She did. A lot of these people did.
Yeah.
Well, there's kind of a theme here.
Yeah, she was supposed to marry the Emperor Diocletian. Not a nice guy. So,
and she refused.
And she refused. And so
guess
you know,
what they did to her?
Well, they probably just exiled her.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no?
No, no. They tortured her.
Oh, really?
Yes. She was scourged, thrown in a river with an anchor around her neck, and shot with arrows.
Mm.
That seems a little impossible to survive.
Like, yeah.
But wait.
She did.
She did.
So, you know, for those that are in an abusive situation and you just feel like it is hopeless, pray to Saint Philomena for courage to leave, for safety. So we ask Saint Philomena to pray for us.
That's right.
And then lastly, it's Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, who just had his feast day was November 17th. So I just read about him the other day. And I love his. His is to pray for those that you think will never convert.
And he was raised as a pagan himself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so once he saw the light, I think he was what, 14?
He was 14. He was influenced by a good teacher, which
yeah.
we all know people who are great mm-hmm. teachers and what kind of an influence they have yeah. on your life. And they also, great teachers always encourage kids when they are having trouble. We have so many of them.
So if you're a teacher and you have an impossible child,
pray to St. Gregory.
Pray to St. Gregory. Now, what's fun about him is he was sent to a community that Caesarea to be the bishop, and there were only 17 Christians in this community. Really? And they got their own bishop? Really? It took us 2 years almost. Yeah. but when he left, when he died, there were only 17 pagans left in the community. So if we need to pray for conversion, according to St. Basil the Great, St. Gregory is comparable to Moses, the prophets, and the 12 apostles. St. Gregory of Nyssa says, this St. Gregory experienced a vision of Our Lady, one of the first such recorded visions. So we pray to St. Gregory the Wonder Worker to pray for us.
Those are great.
Yeah.
Great to remember. So read the book of St. Jude. It's short, the letter.
That's right. And St. Gregory the Wonder Worker and St. Philomena.
And St. Rita of Cassia.
St. Rita of Cassia. So four helpers for your day to day. We all need help. We thank all of you for joining us today. And we thank our sponsors, Blessman International.
That's right. We had a great visit with Sarah this morning. Mm-hmm. Blessman International leads teams of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more and sign up for a trip at blessmaninternational.org.
You can pray with us throughout the day. Read the Bible at 5, followed by the Rosary at 5:30 and 9:30, and evenings at 9:30. The Angelus always at 6 a.m., and the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3. Deacon Tony, would you offer a blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to bless us and to bring us to His everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Make it a great Wednesday, everyone. For Mary Sue Lohn and our producer, Deacon Tony Valdez, I'm Jean Wells. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and His love.
Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to know You and to make You known, we lift Your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.